After a day-long meeting with Secretary of State Warren Christopher in Geneva, the presidents of Bosnia, Croatia and Serbia have pledged themselves to a new series of guarantees dealing with elections, refugees and war criminals. Similar guarantees have been offered before but were either ignored or never fully implemented. Owen Bennett-Jones reports.
Secretary of State Christopher said he'd been encouraged by today's meetings. He concentrated on trying to create the conditions for free and fair elections, as well as for power sharing after the vote. And Mr. Christopher said progress was made on a number of fronts.
Today's agreement will advance four important objectives. First, ensuring the successful conduct of the elections. Second, moving ahead to complete the federation. Third, establishing institutions which were agreed to in the Dayton agreements. And fourth, strengthening compliance in other key areas of the Dayton agreement.
But everyone at the Geneva meetings knows that the preparations for the elections have been problematic. U.S. officials repeatedly say that we should not think the elections will be as pristine as might be expected in the U.S. or Western Europe. And that is rather irritating the Bosnian government. Bosnian UN Ambassador Mohamed Shakabe.
The commitment we need is also the international community. And the international community seems to believe that Bosnians are subject to a lower standard of freedom and fairness when it comes to elections, a lower standard of democracy. We beg to differ. We may not have a long tradition of democracy, but we have a tradition of civility, of pluralism, and we would certainly like to adopt democracy as our standard, not some form of fake democracy that is being proposed now.
But while the Balkan leaders try to put the onus on the outside world, Mr. Christopher emphasized that ultimately the success or failure of the elections depends on the Balkan leaders themselves. But do they really want free elections? The international community's High Representative for Civilian Affairs, Carl Bildt, isn't so sure.
We are committed to making these elections as free, as fair as we can, and having the elections. Then, of course, we know that there are not everyone that is particularly keen on elections. Governments seldom are, by the way. Opposition always is, for a number of reasons. But holding elections is really the key to getting that central aspect of the peace process going, that is setting up of the common institutions. So if we don't get the elections moving and the common institutions, the country is going to stay partitioned. And if it stays partitioned, peace is not going to hold. So elections are extremely critical.
There is still a month to go before the voting begins, but already questions are being asked about what will happen afterwards and whether a genuinely united Bosnia-Herzegovina is a realistic possibility. The three Balkan presidents did all reaffirm their belief in democracy today. The question is whether they mean it. For National Public Radio, this is Owen Bennett-Jones in Geneva.